This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In the Philippines, in Israel, the military on Sunday ordered more areas in and around Gaza's second city of Khan Yunis to evacuate as it shifted its offensive to the southern half of the territory, where it says many Hamas leaders are hiding. Heavy bombardments were reported overnight and into Sunday in the southern city of Rafah, as well as other parts of the north. In remarks at the Reagan National Defense Forum, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. is continuing to pressure Israel to protect Palestinian civilians as it targets Hamas.
Israel is in a hard fight against a cruel enemy in one of the most densely populated areas on earth. But democracies like ours are stronger and more secure when we uphold the law of war. So we will continue to press Israel to protect civilians and to ensure the robust flow of humanitarian aid.
Philippine defense officials on Sunday vowed to leave no stone unturned in finding the culprit of a deadly blast in the southern Philippines. At least 4 people were killed, at least 50 injured after the bomb exploded during a morning Catholic mass in a university gymnasium in Marawi, a city in the south of the country's besieged Islamist militants for 5 months in 2017. Romeo Bronner, Jr. is Philippines Armed Forces Chief of Staff.
Maaring retaliatory attack yung nangyaring kaninang umaga. No? So that is one angle that we are looking into. And we have alerted also our units, all of our units in Mindanao, as well as our other units, just like with the Philippine National Police here in the Metro Manila area.
The blast followed a series of military operations against pro-Islamic state groups. This is VOA News. A potential explosion has struck a key shipping route off the coast of Yemen. That's according to a statement from the British military Sunday. British military's United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations issued a brief warning to shippers that the incident happened in the Bab el Mandeb Strait, and that separates East Africa from the Arabian Peninsula. The UK MTO said drone activity also had been reported in the area. Militants opened fire at a bus in northern Pakistan, killing 9 people, including 2 soldiers, and injuring over 20 others, according to police. The attack happened Saturday night. The highway connects Pakistan with China and also passes through a province which has been a hotbed of terrorism in the past due to the presence of Pakistani Taliban and other militant groups. The U.S. is targeting oil and natural gas industries' role in global warming and new rules on methane emissions.
The rule targets emissions from existing oil and gas wells rather than focusing only on new wells. It also regulates smaller wells that will be required to find and plug methane leaks. At the U.N. Climate Conference, Vice President Kamala Harris says this will help ensure the U.S. meets the goal set by nations to cut methane emissions by 30% by 2030.
It is, dare I say, our duty and our obligation, not a choice.
Also at COP28, 50 oil companies representing nearly half of global production are pledging to reach near zero methane emissions. But environmental groups call it a smokescreen to hide the reality we need to phase out oil, gas, and coal. I'm Julie Walker.
BMW is recalling SUVs after the Takata airbag inflator has blown apart, hurling shrapnel and injuring a driver.
U.S. auto safety regulators say the recall covers hundreds of BMW X3, X4, and X5 SUVs, model year 2014, with airbags made by Takata Corporation. There was a complaint from Chicago in October that the inflator on an X3 exploded, sending a large piece of metal into the driver's lung and causing other cuts to the body. Documents say the inflators on the BMWs have a moisture-absorbing chemical called a desiccant, hoped to prevent the explosions that have occurred in other vehicles. Some 30 million airbags not recalled have that type of inflator, and they're installed in about 20 brands of vehicles. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.